I love the way snakes feel.
Me too.
Welcome.
I like the boa constrictor.
Yeah.
When I went there when I was little, like, you know, when I was a teenager, I got a different guy. No, I got a woman. She's like, well, I'm afraid of the
term.
You could pet the boa constrictor. And I thought, okay, that does not make any sense.
No, why would you be afraid of a tarantula but not a boa constrictor?
I'd be like, here's the boa, see? He's nice. And I thought, okay. So I pet the boa, and he was.
I'm being swallowed by a boa constrictor.
She's like, here, he can let you pet the tarantula. Like, people are weird. So I reached in and pet the tarantula.
My mother absolutely hates snakes, like even garter snakes. I remember one time my dad was digging in the garden when I was 3, and this is a very clear memory, it's one of my first memories, and he found a garter snake, and he said to me, look, see a garter snake, and he showed it to me, and my mother came out, and she screamed.
I like my rat.
Yuck.
My
oh,
yuck.
No, rats, no.
Like a squeaking rat.
Well, yeah, but that's not, it doesn't feel real.
I like that other one. Remember that time? Oh, you weren't there. So I was unpacking the rat, and I said to it, I think I'll call you Templeton. And my aunt goes,
is that an insult?
An insult?
Yeah.
And she was really pissed off, too. I'm like, no. That's a rat from E.B. White's Shadow Web.
I like Templeton. He's cool.
There's no stop sign thing.
Sorry.
An Olympus moment.
Yes.
I don't have my lips. I didn't show you my earphones.
No, we'll have to see them sometime.
That's fun. I played with them yesterday. Sauerkraut.
No, you didn't. Oh, is it the sweet stuff?
I don't really know. I mean,
okay.
I figure I can just put some garlic in it or something.
Yeah.
I wrote to them and I thanked them and then I realized why they hadn't written back because I got their email address wrong.
Oh, no.
And so I got an email from him and he said, oh, you're welcome. Happy birthday. And then we were talking about classical music because I mentioned I could last off for a while and make my kraut.
Oh, yes.
Sausages. And I said, I'm glad that I have a neighbor who doesn't mind classical music and he likes it.
You know, I have to say, my neighbor is lovely, but she does some odd things. She leaves the apartment in the middle of the night, and I don't know where she goes. Not that it's my business, but it's a little worrying.
She says strange things to me sometimes. Yeah, she's been a good girl lately, though.
That's good.
I wish my headphones had weird colored cords, though, because people don't see them.
No, they don't see mine either.
I think my new ones do, but...
Do I drop off for your building right on Caroline?
Yes.
Mother's kind of music. This is what she listens to now. Ugh. I wish she still listened to classic rock.
I'm so out of it when it comes to music. Well, Shannon, you said there's a Steinway for me to play. Where is it?
Did I?
I don't know. You said you knew where one was.
Not that I can think of offhand.
I sound better than my parents' piano.
Oh gosh, yes.
I think they do anyway.
Sarah got to play one years ago at when we went to Kentucky with our choir. There was a concert hall that we did a concert at, and she got to play some extremely complicated Beethoven variations thing, and they had a Steinway on their stage.
Are they expensive?
Oh, yes. They're one of the best pianos you can get.
Today, too, but John's half the name.
had a friend at university, her parents had a lovely piano, but it wasn't a Steinway, it was an Asian one. I can't remember what the make of it was now. It's really nice though. Oh, yes. I did know that.
That's what it said on the rookie, the Scarlet Sin script. Look at all the personnel. Her piano was listed. Don is one of the personnel, of course.
Oh, she is amazing. She's an absolutely brilliant pianist. I wish her diction was better, but
her diction is horrible. I don't know why it's so bad. When she talks, it's not bad. Except that Scarlet's, in Scarlet's story, she sounds like she's still.
Yeah, she does.
She probably is. Wouldn't be surprised.
I think she just got used to singing in a certain style. Maybe she liked it. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, my cat
well, it was really funny. She sings a live version of Angie on one of the boots I was thinking of getting, and I didn't get that one.
But
and I swear she tries to sound like Mick Jagger.
That's cool. Now, I have to say, that cover is one of the best things she ever did.
Oh, it's really neat when she sings it live, too. I should probably get that book as well. I have more money in my iTunes credit, but I was trying to pick very carefully, so I picked another one. Oh, yeah, and that other book has caught a light sneeze on it, so you get to hear a pretty hate machine.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I can't stand the Bonnie Tyler version, but it's only because, for me, it has really bad associations. I have horrible childhood memories. I took it literally when I was a little kid. I was weird, though. Like, when I was 5 and 6, I would take songs literally, so I honestly thought it meant she was falling apart.
Oh, no, I think it means emotionally.
It does. Of course it does. But I didn't realize that at the time, and it scared the hell out of me.
She has a weird voice, anyway.
Yeah, well, like it's because she had throat polyps. And she had to have throat surgery.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I mean, her version isn't scary. You hear her start to sing it.
Bonnie Tyler is Welsh. Did you know that?
Yeah. I looked it up once. And when you hear her talk, you can tell.
Yep.
A lot better than the Cecilia Page. Oh my god, her Welsh accent is non-existent. It's horrible. And she tries anyway. It's like, why do you even try? You suck.
That reminds me, Kim, have you heard Tori Amos' cover of Only Women Bleed?
No.
I haven't either. I keep meaning to, because I know she did it, and I'd love to hear how she what kind of a job she made of it.
She did.
I love that song, the original.
In these tours, she does really interesting covers. She did. She did Total Eclipse of the Heart. What did she do in this other one? Oh, she did. Yeah, she did the Operator song, the one that I bought. And her brother played it on the guitar, and he couldn't sing.
Oh dear.
But he used to play it. She said you probably know this one, and I had no idea. I probably heard it ages ago, but... And everybody else recognized it because they started to clap.
Ah, yes. I like this song, actually. It's on the radio right now.
I know this song.
Good.
What's it called again? I know it, though.
I don't know if it's just called I'm Yours or what it's called. I'm not sure.
Oh, I forgot to get the drinking song from the Student Prince.
Oh.
Because now I think of it every time I go out and have some coffee and I wake up in the morning.
You should put that as your alarm.
Drink. Oh, yeah. Well, I might. Yeah, it was the Mario Lanza version.
Oh, I like Mario Lanza.
That wasn't even his real name.
What was his real name? Okay.
It's a really hard to pronounce Italian name. That's probably why they changed it.
Probably.
That always makes me think of that horrible Heavenly Creatures movie.
Ugh.
That was awful.
Ugh, God. I hated that movie.
I don't even know why we watched the whole thing.